That's true. And that's another thing that, you know, religion I had looked at as negative because I had gone through it all my life through just about every denomination there is. I ended up being Jewish, believe it or not. But because of all the obedience that I applied to the religions, I was able to take that, and I'm grateful, and apply it to the law of attraction.
In other words, by obedience, you mean you learn to direct your behavior, and now you're learning to direct your thoughts into vibrational compliance with the source within you.
Exactly, exactly, and to believe that. The example you gave about the parking space and so many other things that I've thought that happened so quickly makes me wonder why some of the things that we as humans would perceive as big things, like driving into the parking space, I want to drive a Rolls Royce into that parking space. And I know it's coming, but I just wonder why it doesn't come as quickly as that parking space.
Because the parking place is easier for you to expect than the Rolls Royce. Not so much because you've practiced it. It isn't that practicing the parking place is easier. It's that expecting the parking place is easier because you haven't walked around talking negatively about parking places like you have about Rolls Royces. You haven't been beating the drum of what's wrong with people who have money when you do not. Mm-hmm. The difference is not the attention toward, it's the attention against. You have more resistance about the Rolls Royce. Why would someone have more negative expectation about a Rolls Royce than a parking place? Well, parking places are more abundant than Rolls Royces. Mm-hmm. What conversation did you hear as a child, or do you hear even now about people who drive Rolls Royces? Do you believe that money comes easily?
Yes.
Do you believe that money comes as easily as parking places?
No, probably not.
That's the point. And once you get that, once you realize that everything that you ask for comes, and it comes just because you're asking, and it comes in the moment that you ask, and that as life causes you to ask for more, more and more and more and more comes. The more you live life, the more you ask, and the more you ask, the faster the energy moves. And the faster the energy moves, the more important it is that you move with the energy. But most people, the faster the energy moves, they don't keep up with the faster moving energy because they've been listening to the people who also haven't been keeping up with the faster moving energy. So then people say things to you like, well, life isn't supposed to be easy and it gets harder and harder and Rolls Royces don't grow on trees and things of that nature until you develop these patterns of thought that just hinder you from what you want. What this gathering is about is catching yourself in the act of the hindering thought and recognizing it because viscerally it just feels off, and then chewing on the thought that feels off until it doesn't feel so off. Right. Jerry and Esther went with Louise Hay several years ago for lunch, and Louise picked them up in her Rolls Royce. And it was the first Rolls Royce Esther had been inside. And it was a beautiful machine, so beautifully created. And Esther sat in the front seat with Louise and just took it all in. She loved it. And in Esther's mind, she's thinking about that commercial about, pardon me, do you happen to have any Grey Poupon? Esther just, she cannot get it out of her mind. And she doesn't know Louise very well at that point, and she's not sure how far she should go with her. And so Esther looked over, and she took a deep breath, and she said, with a smile on her face, pardon me. And without missing a beat, Louise just reached over, punched the glove box, and it fell open, and inside was a bottle of Grey Poupon. And now Esther's saying to herself, my Rolls Royce experience is now complete. And now she's wanting to drive down the freeway and hold the bottle up and show it to people. She just cannot quite leave it alone. The whole thing is surreal. And then Louise drove to a beautiful little restaurant, and she She ducked this big car into this very small garage and very skillfully parked it in a very small space. Esther and Jerry and Louise could barely get out of the car. It was parked so close. And Esther stood behind the car. And now her old thoughts relative to beautiful cars have been activated as Esther is looking at the cars parked on either side. And she said to Louise, "Aren't you worried about somebody bumping up against your beautiful car?" Now, this is one of the things that kept Esther from buying a beautiful car like that. It's one of the things that she worries about. In other words, it's still active in her vibration. She doesn't even know it's active in her vibration until suddenly she's standing there looking at this magnificent machine wedged in this tiny little place. And Louise looked at Esther, and then this calm, cool breeze sort of blew out of her and all over Esther as Louise says, "I never worry about my beautiful car. I just expect others to love and respect it as much as I do."
Awesome.
And Esther felt that peace of well-being just wash into her. In other words, it was a contrasting experience which caused a new rocket of desire, a summoning of source energy, perfect words flowing forth from someone. And Jerry and Esther, no matter where they park, no matter what they're parking, Esther often stops and looks back and plays Louise's soothing words over her that everyone will love and appreciate this as much as I do, you see. And so it's just a matter of recognizing that you're full of vibrations that you've picked up along your physical trail. Some of them serve you and some of them don't. And most of them don't matter at all. It's only if there's something that you want that's calling energy through you and you're not letting it through because you've got some cluttered vibration that you would even be aware that you have some cluttered vibration. A car that's going 100 miles an hour and hits a tree is a much bigger problem than a car that's going 5 miles an hour and hits a tree. So the faster your energy moves, the more the resistance becomes apparent. And when you are now aware that resistance is always accompanied by negative emotion, and you are aware that negative emotion can come and go as quickly as choosing downstream or upstream thoughts, now you're in complete control of the part that resistance plays in your fast-moving stream. So now you never ask the stream to move more slowly because it won't. And instead, you just encourage the stream to continue to move as fast as it will, which is what life is causing you to cause it to do. And now you're in control of your movement in the stream. And in time, you find yourself moving so rapidly in this fast-moving stream, but it doesn't feel like frenzy. It doesn't feel frantic. It doesn't feel out of control, because when you're up to speed with your stream, everything feels wonderful. That's the way you're wanting to live, you see. That's what you knew when you made the decision to come forth into this physical experience. You knew it would be fast, and you knew it would be fun, and you knew that you had the resources to stay up to speed with it. You would much rather be on a fast-moving stream, even paddling against the current, than in a stagnant pond. You really would. And that's why you came forth into this physical experience. You knew this physical experience would inspire fast-moving energy. You knew that this was the time of awakening. And you knew that in the time of awakening, your likelihood of waking up would be stronger. And so here you are in a fast-moving stream, feeling your emotions more keenly than ever before. And now, instead of worrying about all of these emotions, we encourage you to reach for one emotion and one emotion only, and that is the emotion of relief. Because where you are is always relative. And you might want to write this down. It's so profound. I am where I am. I am where I am. I am where I am. And I've got only one choice. I am where I am, and I can feel a little better or a little worse. That's it. I am where I am. Can't feel fabulous, can't feel awful. I am where I am, and my only choice is a little better or a little worse. I am where I am. My only choice is a little better or a little worse. And what happens to most people, we don't want to hurt your feelings, most people every day feel a little worse and feel a little worse and feel a little worse. They watch CNN. They join the online chat groups. They carry things around of things that have gone wrong. They remember things from their childhood. But every day you have the option of feeling a little better and 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 feeling a little better about thousands of different subjects. And as you choose the better feeling thought and feel better, now you shift your placement in the universe. In other words, now, just by reaching for one thought that feels a little better, now your point of attraction has shifted. Now you have access to different rendezvous points. Now you have access to your boss being in a different mood when she rendezvous with you. Now you have access to different aspects of the economy. Now you have access to different personality points of those people that you are working with or that you are living with. In other words, just a little effort at feeling a little better shifts your whole point of attraction. Everyone in the universe is now assigned to you in a different way by law of attraction because of that shift in your vibration. And now you feel a little better, and now you feel a little better, and now you feel a little better, and before you know it, you're standing in front of your Rolls Royce, and you're not worried about it one bit, and you're shouting to the boundaries of the universe, everyone who has anything to do with me or my Rolls Royce must match up with me on the terms that I have practiced, you see. And in fact, that is what's happening all day, every day, isn't it?
Yes.
Everything is matching up with you on the terms that you have practiced. You start noticing a whole lot of ornery people around you. You got to admit it, you're ornery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you've been pushing against ornery people. Very good.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.